Thanks Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Hello, good evening, sports fans. How are you? It's been a while, hasn't it? Lovely to be back in your capable muscles once again. Whatever that means. On the show tonight, local hockey star Sienna Dunn has added more caps for England to her name. All right, settle down. Emma Atkinson is off to Surrey to casually take on a mountain bike marathon.
Well, there's plenty of hills to tackle.
And David Grethis dishes all the latest juicy goss from the local athletics scene.
We've got a record 7 athletes competing in the Commonwealth Games this year.
So, in contradiction to the people featured in tonight's show, grab a drink, pull up a chair and put your feet up. Welcome to Friday Sport Preview. I'm Rhianne Evans. Thank you very much for your company tonight. I've also got tennis, men's netball, cycling, and a spot of Viking longboat news for you. It is like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, but with sport and fewer children going missing. Hopefully. Starting with hockey, Manx hockey star Sienna Dunn has continued to impress for the England under-18 squad after taking part in the team's latest series of fixtures. The Valkyries player gained 3 more international caps last weekend when the England team travelled to France to take on France, Belgium and the Netherlands. Dunn captained the squad as they ran out victorious over France, also scoring in the process. That was then followed by a hard-earned draw against Belgium, but unfortunately, England did lose out to the Dutch side after that. There's no rest for the wicked, though, so Sienna must have done something terrible in a past life because she's now travelling to Frankfurt for 3 games against Germany, which are starting today. Best of luck, Sienna. I don't know what you're up to this weekend, but while I am putting my feet up and complaining that the biscuit tin is too far out of reach, one local woman is off to compete in a mountain bike marathon. Emma Atkinson is currently in Sussex, readying herself to compete at Pippingford Park. Oh, what a lovely name. Shame I can't say it. On Saturday in the British Cycling Mountain Bike Marathon, she spoke with Beth Espy earlier this week about how she got into mountain biking and also her plan of action for this weekend.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
After I had my first child, Abe, I thought I'd get fit again because I've always been into mountain biking. I thought I'd enter the Manx 100, which is run by Nigel Morris, and it's a bit of a killer event, and loved it and have carried on most years since then.
In terms of training opportunities over here, we know how good the Isle of Man is at breeding its cyclists. How do you find it?
Well, there's plenty of hills to tackle. You're not short of a few hills over here, and there's plenty of terrain and very challenging weather, so all of which happen on a mountain bike marathon. One year I came down with very near hypothermia at the Manx 100, and I unfortunately had to give up. But you get used to what nature throws at you over here.
And you've had some great successes in recent years. Tell us about that.
Well, my best year was probably 2017. I did the Island Games, and that year I got a veteran champion for the Manx 100. I've also won longest day, longest ride a couple of times. But this year, the trophy was won by Jane Stevenson. So I'm made up for her because she's an amazing little rider. So also, I think she's a grand veteran rider too. So there, yeah, really well done there.
What's the plan for this weekend then?
Well, we're heading down Thursday and we're setting up camp down in Pippinford Park, and the race is on Sunday. So there's a couple of other Manxies going, so I think I've seen Mark Blair's name and Gary Kirby, and I've got my little pit crew, so my partner Mike and my 2 boys, so they help out. Sometimes they eat my food, so that's not always great, but they're a brilliant pit crew. I couldn't do it without them.
And how long do you reckon you'll be riding for?
Well, this one's 45 miles, so it might be about, I'm hoping, 5 hours, maybe 6. Depends on the hills. There's 3 big ones that I can see.
I hope you've got a comfortable seat.
Oh, absolutely. Women specific.
Well, Emma, lovely to talk to you. All the best for the weekend, and let us know how you get on.
Okay, thanks very much.
Emma Atkinson chatting to the lovely Beth Espy there.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
UK Athletics Championships, English schools, local leagues, and, of course, the big one, the Commonwealth Games. What isn't going on in the world of athletics at the moment? Bit excessive, some might say, and to those people I say, you're right, it is excessive. Excessively glorious. Even more so, given the fact that this year the Isle of Man has a record 7 athletes competing in the Commonwealth Games this month. Here to fill you in on all the latest news from the local athletics scene is the lovely David Griffiths.
Yeah, at the moment we've got quite a busy period in the local calendar on athletics, not only locally but also with some of our athletes competing in the UK as well. This evening, probably a little bit too late by the time this goes out, but this evening we've got the latest round of the Ramsey Park Run Series, which is based down at Murrig Park in Ramsey. That caters for athletes from under 9 upwards. And then tomorrow, Northern AC, who have got quite a busy week this week, they host their club track and field championships down at the National Sports Centre. A lot of talented athletes, particularly in some of the younger age groups at Northern, some of whom will hopefully be challenging maybe for places in the Island Games next year. So I think having the experience of competing in a championship event tomorrow will be really useful for them. So really looking forward to seeing some of that. Then next Wednesday, which is the 6th of July, we have the latest round of the Isle of Man Track and Field League, again down at the National Sports Centre. Again, this is a really important season for the athletes who are hoping to get to the Island Games next year, achieving the consideration standards and so on. So hopefully we'll see plenty of them down on Wednesday. And then next Friday, we've got the latest round of the Western AC Dave Phillips Road Running Series, which is based down at Peel, with the older athletes going onto the headlands. So that's a little bit of a roundup of the local action that's coming up over the next few days.
Fabulous. And of course, the big one that's coming up is the Commonwealth Games, and we have Manx athletes competing in the Commonwealth Games. Can you talk to me a little bit about who is going to be fighting in arguably one of the biggest competitions of their athletics career?
Well, yes, I think if you're representing the Isle of Man, the Commonwealth Games is basically the highest level that you can compete at. So it's a tremendous honour, really, for not only the athletes themselves, but also I think for the sport of athletics, that we've got a record 7 athletes competing in the Commonwealth Games this year, which is absolutely brilliant. And they're across quite a good range of disciplines as well, which shows that, you know, we have been developing athletes across, you know, not only sort of distance running, but middle distance, field events, and so on. It's actually only 4 weeks away now, Rhian, so it's getting quite exciting now. And the first athletics event, which I think is on the first day of the Games, is only 4 weeks away, and that's the marathon, in which we have Ollie Lockley going in the men's race and Sarah Webster in the women's. Really looking forward to that. I think it's a multi-lap road course, which is quite spectator-friendly. So looking forward to seeing the athletes quite a number of occasions during that race and giving them a big cheer. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of Manx support out there as well, as there always is for these events. And then in the middle of the week, we have David Malarkey, who's our star middle distance runner. He's officially down to do the 1500 metres, but he's actually also done the consideration standard for the 5000. So I think he's got a little bit of a decision to make there, whether he doubles up or does one or the other. I'm not quite sure what's happening there, but Dave is in tremendous form at the moment. He's not long back from a training camp in South Africa, which went very well. So that's really exciting for him. Then we've also got 2 field event athletes. We've got Glenn Quayle in the men's pole vault. Glenn is based most of the time in America these days, but he is back in the UK for the summer, and is he's performing really well at the moment, so looking forward to seeing how he goes. And then we have Joe Harris in the men's javelin, who is actually the UK number one at the moment. Wow. Which is an absolutely tremendous achievement. He competed in a competition in Germany a few weeks ago and threw 79, I can't exactly remember, but it was about 79 and a half metres, which puts him 4 metres clear at the head of the UK rankings at the moment. He had a slightly disappointing performance in the British Championships last weekend, in which he finished 5th, and he was some way down in quite difficult windy conditions. But if he can recapture that form, he's in with a chance of doing really, really well in that competition. And then in the very final event, which is on the final Sunday, I think, in the evening session, which is always a cracking atmosphere because you've got the relays and everything, and the atmosphere is always brilliant. And included in that session is the women's 5,000 metres, in which we have 2 of our absolutely outstanding athletes who have basically come through the ranks more or less together over the last 15 years or so. And that's Sarah Aston and Rachel Franklin, both in absolutely tremendous form this season. building up to the biggest race of their lives, basically. Very closely matched, Sarah and Rachel. And I think, you know, I think both of them have got a chance of being, you know, pretty competitive in the race and hopefully, you know, maybe running personal best times. Sarah recently ran 15 minutes 39 on the track, which was, you know, that was a tremendous performance. Rachel's sort of building up and, you know, she's very, very close to her best form as well. And it's really exciting to see two athletes who have come up through the ranks who will be competing on such a big stage.
I remember competing with Rachel about 15 years ago. So it's honestly so rewarding as just a spectator to see someone be so committed to their sport for that amount of time and finally see, like, well, yeah, she's had many payoffs, but this is like ginormous, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've known, well, certainly both Rachel and Sarah, probably since they were under 11s or under 13s, and, you know, watched their development all the way through the years. They've had a lot of obstacles, you know, they've had injury problems, different things. Rachel, one of the amazing things about Rachel is that she's never actually left the island. You know, she hasn't had the benefit of maybe being part of a group at a university or anything like that. She's done it all on the Isle of Man, which is a tremendous credit to her.
Yeah.
And they're both brilliant athletes, as are all seven of the athletes who have been selected to represent us this summer.
And you seem to know those seven athletes pretty well. How are they feeling going into this? How are the nerves?
I think it's excitement, really. I think all of them are well prepared. It's interesting because they've all come from slightly different backgrounds. You know, you've got a range of ages and experience there. I'm sure Sarah Webster won't mind me saying that she'll be one of the older athletes who will be competing at the Games. I think Sarah's 43 now, but she's so
incredible,
dedicated and so committed, having come back to the sport when she was in her mid 30s.
Yeah, that's amazing. And she's now competing at the Commonwealth Games.
And she's now competing at the Commonwealth Games, which is an absolutely fantastic achievement. And hopefully, you know, she'll be quite competitive, you know. She won't just be there. She won't just be there making up the numbers. That's for sure. She'll be very competitive. As will, I think, all the athletes that we have. I think for Joe Harris to be the number one in the UK at the moment is absolutely amazing. Glenn Quayle, I think it's right in saying, was a product of the scheme set up a number of years ago to try and develop pole vaulting on the island. We've already had one pole vaulter in Olivia Curran in the 2014 Games, and to have another one in the form of Glenn Quayle is brilliant.
Are you going to be at the Commonwealth Games cheering on the Manx athletes?
Yes, I will be at the Commonwealth Games. It was quite a late decision. I waited until the third batch of selections, which was a couple of months ago, I think now, but yes, I'll be there for the duration. I haven't got tickets for all the sessions, I have to say, but I'm certainly hoping to be at most of the sessions involving our athletes, and yeah, getting very excited about it.
So those are all my questions. Is there anything else you would like to add, David?
I think the only thing I would add is that, you know, we've talked over the last few minutes about the structure in Isle of Man Athletics that has helped bring a lot of these brilliant athletes forward and develop them up to Commonwealth Games level in several cases. At the moment, we are struggling as a sport in terms of personnel to, you know, run these events to drive the sport forward. I know Isle of Man Athletics, which is sort of, you know, the providing the lead in sort of putting coaching schemes in place and all that sort of thing. They are really struggling for personnel at the moment. The sport is absolutely crying out for new blood at the moment. People who are, you know, hopefully people who have been involved in athletics, who have maybe got sort of real ambition and a passion for the sport, maybe a little bit of sort of a business head on them as well, to really sort of drive forward the changes we need. You know, if there's anyone out there, please get in touch with Isle of Man Athletics, get in touch with Anthony Brand, who's the chairman, because they are desperate for people to help maintain the standards that we've got at the moment. If people don't come forward, then the structure that we've had over the last few years to bring these athletes forward won't be there in a few years' time. So it's really important that we get quality people in to help the sport develop.
Manx Athletics, David Griffiths there, talking to me.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
History's been made in the world of local netball. The island's debut men's team has competed away for the first time and come away with a bronze medal. There was no actual medal, but they came away with third place, which I think you can agree is very good. A team of 12 recently travelled to Chester, where they took on three teams at the Northgate Arena: West Cheshire Warriors, Northern Titans and Knights 2. Starting strong, the Rams beat hosts and fairly newly formed team West Cheshire Warriors in their opening match. The next two games saw the Manx team take on two long-established men's sides, each of which contained a peppering of England players. Despite valiant effort and class play in both both games, the Rams suffered defeats to Knights 2 and eventual tournament winners Giants, however, by less than 10 in each match. The day finished on a high, though, as the Manxies took on and beat West Cheshire once again, securing third in their first outing as a national squad. Since its creation in 2019, the men have been included in the Manx Netball Association's Premier Division of the local league, competing against the women. And new players of all abilities are being encouraged to come and give netball a try. So training takes place at the NSC on a Monday and a Friday evening. For more information, you're asked to get in touch via the Isle of Man Netball Facebook page. It's a pretty quiet time for tennis at the moment. If you live under a rock, Wimbledon is well underway, but here on the Isle of Man, the local tennis scene has an abundance of excitement of its own. Last weekend, the Senior Tennis Championship finals were bursting with matches that took spectators on emotional roller coaster after emotional roller coaster. Paul Jarvis told me all about it.
They followed up actually some very good quarterfinals. We had one stunning quarterfinal on the Wednesday between Rob Comber and Ori Farmworth, a young 14-year-old junior. And that lasted 2.5 hours, eventually Ori getting the better of his of Rob in 2.5 hours, 7-5, 7-6 in a tiebreak that was 1-7-5. So that was whet the appetite for the semi-finals that played on the Saturday morning, where Ori actually took on Mark Chin, the defending champion from the last 2 years. And that went to a champions tiebreak after they shared the first two sets. So again, exciting match there. And Ori, the youngster, was actually up in that tiebreak, that champions tiebreak, until Mark came back and eventually managed to scrape over the line 10-8 to actually win that semi-final. It would have been a bit of a shock if Ollie had beaten him, but Mark went through to the final where he actually played against Sean Drury. Now, unfortunately, Sean Drury's opponent in the semi-finals, which was Jaden Goh, was unwell, and so Sean actually got a walkover. Now, that was good for Sean that he didn't play a match in the morning, but the final in the afternoon, but perhaps a disadvantage the fact that Mark had actually played a match and probably had got his eye in a little bit. So when we got to the final, Mark was off like a rocket. He actually took the first set to love, 6-6 against Sean. Very unusual for that to happen. Normally these two players play tiebreaks. And in the second set, Sean made a much better showing, and that set was eventually won by Mark 6-4. A good final, but I think Sean would be disappointed that he didn't get the better of Mark on the day.
That's exciting. You can't really ask for much more from a championships weekend.
No, you can't. And the ladies' final was equally exciting for different reasons. Karen Farragher, who's won this championship 21 times in the past. She was playing in her 30th year of playing in the finals. And she was playing a young girl called Ava Gardner, who is also only 14, who'd reached the final. This was Ava's first experience of a final. So the complete different opposites there. An experienced player and Karen playing a youngster who had actually was up and coming, a very good baseliner. And that was an interesting match in many ways, where Ava, very good from the baseline, wouldn't have played very many people like Karen Farragher, who's got a very good all-court game. And I think, really, Karen's all-court game was too much for Ava, and she actually took that title 6-6, 6-6. And that's not the first time she's won a final with such a good score.
That's fantastic. And you're going from one exciting weekend of tennis to another, although you also had the under-14s Wimbledon, the girls' competition last weekend. How did that go?
Yes, we do. The Play Your Way to Wimbledon, as we now call it, is a competition every year for the under-14s. And we had the final of the girls last weekend on the Saturday as well. And that was actually won by Libby Moore. So she has an opportunity to go down and play all the other county winners down in Wimbledon. We had one of our winners, I think it was about three or four years ago, Charlotte Clark, actually won the whole event down in Wimbledon.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, Libby gets the chance to go down there And this Saturday, tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock, we've got the final of the boys play your way to Wimbledon. So again, one of the boys, the winner of that, will get the opportunity to go down to Wimbledon again.
That's very exciting. And then looking further ahead, you've still got lots more on the horizon for local tennis. So could you tell me what is coming up?
Yep. Following this weekend, we've then got the as an over 45 match against Avon and Somerset. They're visiting the island. They'll be playing on the Douglas artificial clay courts. So that will be a bit of a shock for them. They probably won't expect there to be clay on the island. So we've got Neil Ronan, who's the captain of that team, Rob Masson, Rob Comber and Steve Faulkner playing in that match against them. That's starting on Saturday the 9th at midday at the courts. And that team will later in August go across and play Hereford and Worcestershire away as well. So that's happening on the Saturday the 9th. And then coming up on after that, we've got what we call the Veterans Championship. Veterans means categories over 35, over 45, over 55, over 65. And that competition starts on the 16th of July, Saturday the 16th, with the finals being on Saturday the 23rd of July. So entries for that close, I think, on Sunday the 10th of July, and they go to Neil Ronan. I think his email address for those that wish to enter would be neil_ronan@hotmail.com.
Paul Jarvis there. And people will be stepping back in time this weekend. No, they're not in America. They're in Peel for this year's Viking longboat races. 66 teams will battle against the clock to see who can get round the Peel Harbour route fastest and be crowned Viking longboat champions of 2022. Action gets underway at 12 noon and the prize presentation is set to take place at 4:30 in the afternoon. Roads in the area will be closed from 11:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. And that's all your... Yeah, that's all your sport for this evening. Best of luck to all of you competing this weekend. Play hard, play safe, and remember the most important thing is to win. Oh, what? Sorry. I'm being told it's to have fun. Yes, have fun and win. Thank you very much for your company. Happy sporting. Have a lovely weekend.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today.